And this is, inshallah, where I'm going to hand you back to our dear brother, Uncle Idris, jazahullah khair. I pray, inshallah, after you make your wudu, we'll have 5 minutes for our wudu, we'll try to have the salah, and then we want to be back in the hall by 1:15, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll go from 1:15 till 2:15, inshallah, the last hour session, and then we can have some food and enjoy each other's company. I do also mention that I do have a flight to catch, I believe, 5 o'clock, so that I will leave soon after. So do forgive me for that. I know it's a very short visit. I flew in the morning and leaving this afternoon. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry us all together to each other, and may we meet in the best of places, in the Medina of Al-Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.
Jazakumullah, Sheikh. Once again, you know, alhamdulillah, I know all of you have been listening to him with your heart. And for me, I take away 5 lessons from this experience. The one is, I learn about my own ignorance about the Quran. I also, for example, learned how much better and effective I can be as a husband. I also learned, for example, that indeed the prophets are eloquent examples for us. Fourth, I also learned, for example, that we as a ummah, and I say this to each one of you because I deal with the issues in our community, that the ummah is bleeding. We are in pain. Our homes are sad places. They don't have to be like that. Last and but not least, we as the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must rekindle the passion for knowledge and for excellence, inshallah. So inshallah, we would like the brothers to go read our salah. Let us be back here by 1:15, 1:20, the latest, so you could benefit for the rest of the program. The sisters can go to the musalla area at the bottom. Jazakumullah for coming. Allah bless you. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah. May Allah reward you for your patience. I want to begin by just sharing something with you, that there was a time when people, students of knowledge, used to traverse thousands of miles looking for a scholar to authenticate a hadith, to find out something, to get some clarity. Today, there is an inversion. Scholars are traveling throughout the world looking for students. Now, I want to challenge my brothers and sisters in Durban. Sheikh will tell you, when I landed in Durban with him, I was so excited. I was driving like a racing driver because I was familiar with the terrain. I was so excited. And whenever we have a program elsewhere, the people in Durban say to me, why don't you have it in Durban? Why don't you have it in Cape Town? And many people say that Durban is a very difficult place to get an audience. Difficult place. So therefore, I want to thank you for coming here. I want to thank those brothers who worked so hard, even 2 o'clock in the morning, and shorting, because yesterday there was a wedding. I hope the couple that got married had a wonderful honeymoon, inshallah. Say ameen. Right. And you're laughing. You're getting nostalgic there, I see. Right. It's all right. Right. And inshallah, what we want to say to you, that I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you will be prepared to support a marriage conference in Durban? Put your hands up. Right. Some men's hands are not up there. They are married and they're very sad about it, it seems. Some men had 2 hands up. I'm not too sure about that. Right. Someone is trying to put 4 hands up. I don't know who's saying it. Anyway, so are you prepared to do that? How many of you are prepared to volunteer to help? Put your hands up. You know, how many of you are comfortable to speak in public? You'll come up here if I call you to say a few words. Put your hands up. I just want to see. Oh, the ladies, all the hands got up. Few of you, okay. Anyway, this one person was speaking in public, and it's the first time he was to speak in public, and he was somewhat intimidated, you see. But what happened, everyone left except one person, and that person was almost like, you know, sharing with the speaker the emotions and everything else. So the speaker said, you know what, when I finish my talk, I'm going to go to him and tell him, you know, I cannot thank you enough for what you are doing, for being here, for listening to me and what was about my speech that was so compelling. So he goes to him, he says, brother, everyone is gone here. What was about my speech that made you stay here? He says, man, I was waiting for you to keep your mouth shut because I'm the caretaker here. I want to go home now. So you like that? Eh? It was quite funny. I like it. Right. Now, inshallah, we are going to continue the program. And about 2:15, thereabout, we're going to finalize everything else. And I want you, as some individuals met me, and they spoke about the impact this talk is having on them. And I want to just say something very, very quickly to each one of you. And I want you to think about this. What do you think when you are in the twilight years of your life, what do you think would be your regrets? Think about it. In terms of your relationship with Allah, your relationship with your spouse, your siblings, and the community. Just think about it for a moment. And when I ask people, how many of you think you'll have regrets? They put their hands up. As the fact that you anticipate you're going to have regrets, do you not think you're foolish not to do something about it now? Because, you see, there are two kinds of tears we shed when someone passes away. And if you don't know the family, you get a son at the janaza, he's so emotional. And then you say, he must have loved his mommy so much. But his tears are not of pain in terms of the sadness, but regret. But the other person, the other sibling, his tears of pain because of sadness of losing his beloved mother, but also thankful in a way to Allah for the wonderful mother she was or she is. And I want to just share something personal. My mother passed away before my father, and I've shared this before, and I want to share it again. Statistically, women outlive men. So my mother passed away before my father, and I recall, and I can visualize this, as I went home to Poshepsin, I went to my father's bedroom, I said to my father, Daddy, Daddy, you and I did not know Allah gave us an angel. My father put his head down. He said, my beloved son, what can I do? I cannot turn back the clock. Because the day my mother died, that's the day my father died spiritually. And soon afterwards, he passed away. May Allah grant them and all our parents high status in Jannah. May Allah grant us Jannah. May the happiest moment in your life is the day when Allah calls you to him.
JazakAllah khair.